It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, man, that was a reality check. As we say, good morning to everybody out there getting up to graveyard shift. I'm sure we're going to take a lot of calls today because that's what people do. When you lose, you call and you complain and you want to fire everybody. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of that today. But the Niners are 5-5. They're a game out of first place. But by the tiebreakers, they're in last place in the NFC West. And they head to Green Bay and Buffalo for the next 2 weeks. And that could be, see you in 2025. Good morning, everybody. Getting off the graveyard shift. If you're at work, what is happening? There's no good business for the overnight dancers last night. I can guarantee you
really?
That. Teachers, cops, firefighters, all that stuff. Spadoni in for Shasky. We got Carter in the building. We got Lubman. What up? What up, Spado? What up, man?
Hey, man.
What
How
up?
You feeling, Bonte? You were at the game yesterday. I saw you. You had your two girls with you. That was awesome, man. You got Anna. You had baby Chez. It looked like it was raining a little bit at times there, but not too bad. Maybe a sprinkle here and there.
No rain.
Okay,
no rain at all.
Well, maybe the camera just got a little sprinkled.
Okay, a little misty out there.
Yeah. So I was watching the coverage on my couch, and that was just a ugly, divisional, just kind of slog it out game where, you know, the Seahawks are feeling great about their chances because that was a season-saving win for them.
Yes.
And for the 49ers, it might be a season-defining loss for them at this point. That was just a game that you had 3 minutes and 40 seconds left and you're damn near at midfield with first down, first and 10, basically at midfield with 3.5 minutes to go, up 4, and you lose that game. It's inexcusable. It's what we've come to expect from this team this year. And I heard Trent Williams after the game and he said it was an uncharacteristic loss. It's like, nah.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. This is who they are this season. 10 games into it, I don't want to hear that. You are what your record says you are at this point, especially at 5-5. You're just a mediocre team. Yeah, you can win any given week, but you can lose to anyone on any given Sunday. And then we've seen that ad nauseum this year in the NFL. Hell, two different teams where their stratosphere is, but the Chiefs losing yesterday to the Buffalo Bills. Anthony Richardson looking good with the Colts yesterday. Like, things could happen on any given Sunday. And the fact that Geno Smith had never beaten you guys, he had the worst quarterback record ever.
Yeah.
Against the San Francisco 49ers. It was like, one of the worst records ever a quarterback has had against San Francisco. 0-5 heading into it. That was personal for him, and he did a night-night on you. He did a Stephen Curry night-night, and that feels like the lowest moment of the season after that. It feels like it.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some low moments, right? Chiefs game.
Yeah.
This game.
But at least that's the Chiefs, right? It's Patrick Mahomes.
Cardinals game.
Yeah.
Rams game.
That was this team, though.
You know, that was deflating because you come off a win against Tampa Bay. I'm going to break this game down. I don't think Brock was great. don't think Shanahan was great. I don't think the defense is great. You got injury concerns with Nick Bosa. He's probably going to be out for a while. Fred Warner's out there. He hasn't had any big plays recently. Maybe he's just doing too much. Tarvarius Ward, unfortunately, is gone, you know, due to the personal tragedy.
Yeah.
They certainly missed him yesterday.
God, they missed George Kittle. George Kittle's the
George Kittle's the guy. I mean, I text Shasky that earlier in the game. I said, they just missed his juice. They don't have any guys who can create any explosive plays. Like, Juwan Jennings tried to will that offense, tried to will this team to a win. And I think he's going to win the Lynn Eshmont Award winner. The most inspirational player on the 49ers is along. It's like the Willie Mack Award when it comes to the Giants. Juwan Jennings played his ass off, but there's no doubt they missed George Kittle. They missed George Kittle. We're going to get Jerry Rice on today at 8:30.
The GOAT?
I'm afraid that he's going to keep it too real about this football team. You know, maybe they need to hear that, but maybe it's just too late. Maybe it's just going to be one of those years. And here's, this is solely on the offense, Padone. They finished with just 277 yards on offense. That's their lowest output in the game since week 6 of 2023. And their longest play today went for just 22 yards. Tied for the second shortest for a game since Shanahan took over in 2017. I mean, wow. And then you think about the penalties. So, you know, there's going to be, I was on Twitter a little last night. We just kind of replied to the trolls, Spinotti. And
oh, I love doing that.
There's a lot of fire Shanahan, fire Shanahan, fire Shanahan. I will want to know why you want to fire Shanahan, but two, players got to make plays and players got to execute. They racked up 9 penalties yesterday, Spadoni. 9 penalties. And they just continue to shoot themselves in the foot over and over and over again. So if you want to blame the coach for players not uncovering, missing tackles, fumbling, throwing picks, not containing Geno Smith, so be it. But this team is just not good enough. We may be getting to a point where we need to think about shutting McCaffrey, Greenlaw down, letting some of the youngsters play a lot more snaps, like a game like last night. I know I'm long-winded here, Spinotti.
No, you're good.
Isaac Garrido's a guy I wanted to see get him on the field and get him in space. He did have the 76-yard run against Seattle up in Seattle in the Thursday night game. You need some juice. You need some explosiveness. You need some speed on the field. Not playing Garrido yesterday is just criminal.
And on the flip side, you know, we're talking about George Kittle missing him in the running game and the passing game, but after they lost Nick Bosa, I mean, Geno Smith just took off.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that loss of Nick Bosa, and Pam Oliver was on the broadcast. I don't know if you heard this, but she was saying, Bosa was telling her, it's not really a hip. It's more of an oblique injury.
Yeah.
And that's even more concerning, obviously.
And he already had an oblique.
And he already had that. That's the thing. And he re-aggravated it. Was it the same side? I'm not sure. But he talked about it after the game where that did not give me confidence when he said, yeah, this could be a long-time thing. I don't know. And we know Bosa's in their injury history, both him and his brother. They're going to try to protect themselves, as any player should. But after he left the field, yeah, Leonard Floyd made a play. They sacked, right? Him and Yetur Gross-Matos. It was too late. And then Geno Smith finally figured out, hey, when you're playing the 49ers, if you can scramble a little bit, you should probably do that because they can't guard running quarterbacks. And he did that twice in that final drive and obviously got the touchdown there. So no Bosa towards the end there, no George Kittle. Ricky Pearsall did diddly-poo offensively after coming off a pretty good game with his first touchdown against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then Christian McCaffrey. I know a lot of people were thinking, man, you get him back, you know, if he looks like the McCaffrey of old, hey, maybe this team could, you know, get back into sync. They could go on a run. His stats say one thing, but when I watch him on the field, it said another.
Slow.
19 carries, 79 yards, and he had 4 receptions for 27. So over 100 total purpose yards there for him, but
he's not the same McCaffrey.
Didn't have the burst.
I
saw more burst from a Jordan Mason one run from that toss play than I did from McCaffrey all day.
There's no burst from McCaffrey. It's just bilateral Achilles tendonitis. What do we expect? This guy doesn't look the same. He's not going to look the same. And he doesn't have the quick burst. When he sees a lane, he just can't hit it like he used to. He just can't. And I can't blame him now. Going back to the, because this is a great point about Chris McCaffrey, and I had a tweet last night where people said, Ponte, why would you take your game out of the playoffs? I'm not saying tank, but there's two guys here, Dre Greenlaw, who's up for a contract, and Chris McCaffrey, that I would just consider shutting down. Let Mason, let Garrido play. Get Dean Winters, Graham, and Devondre Campbell, all those guys played alongside Fred Warner, and see if you can make a run at this thing. But on the flip side, you can get Garrido, Pearsall, Cowing, great experience here down the stretch in high-leverage situations, and let them play so you can see what type of future they can have for your football team. But McCaffrey out there, man, just shut down the run in the middle. There's nowhere to run in the middle of the field. You try to get outside. He can't get outside right now. It just doesn't look pretty. But then you add in Nick Bosa, and you brought up Nick Bosa. He left early in the second half. When he was on the field, Seattle averaged 3.3 yards a play. When he left the field, and this is according to Nick Wagner of ESPN, want to give him his credit here, per Nick Wagner, ESPN. When he left the field, Seattle averaged 6.1 yards a play. Mm. 6.1 yards per play. So is number 97 impactful? Does he make a difference? You're damn right he does. And you can see it right away with him. He was compromised. His change of, so like the Madden ratings on change of direction, yeah. You know how you can get a 78, 85. His change of direction was negative 15. Oof. What? He can't move right now. Yeah. The hips is bothering him. The oblique is bothering him. He doesn't have a second move right now. So he played well yesterday considering what he was going through, but he's not right. And he didn't look right yesterday. So this team is beat up. They look slow. They looked lethargic yesterday. It felt lethargic in the stadium, a 105 kick. It just may not be that year. And you know what? With everything that's happened this season, are we really surprised that they're at this point right now? Are we really surprised? I can't be.
They haven't beaten anyone, and when they've played decent teams or good teams, they've lost. This is who the Niners are. They are a 500 team. And no one's talking about tanking, because first and foremost, this team has too much talent still, even without some of those guys, to tank. Like, I don't know if you've been watching the rest of the NFL. There's a third of the league is awful.
It is.
Just god-awful. Look at the top 10 picks right now. If you go to tankathon.com, and miss me with the Kyle Shanahan crap, and I see you're getting on Twitter. I see it in my feed, too. Shanahan. I was like, stop. Look at the first 10 teams that are picking next year, and tell me, like, Doug Peterson, who should be gone, by the way. I don't know how he's not fired after that performance yesterday. Detroit getting absolutely obliterated by Detroit.
They scored a touchdown on their first seven possessions.
Seven. They lost Alex Anzalone, by the way. Broke his forearm. That's a big loss for them. He'll be back. But yeah, still a loss nonetheless.
Dude, they had 645 total yards.
It's bad. It's bad right now. You can look at the New York Giants. They benched Danny Dimes because they don't want to pay him $32 million if he gets injured. Finally bench him. So you got my boy, the Paisan, Tommy DeVito, to come on there.
Is Drew Locke going to play?
No, they said Tommy DeVito.
They said Tommy DeVito?
Yeah.
I thought it was Drew Locke.
No, they said, Drew, you can stay the backup. We're going to elevate Tommy DeVito from third string to starter.
Wow.
So the tank is on there. Wow. Raiders are tanking. They don't know what they're doing, although Brock Bowers looks good. They got absolutely destroyed against the Miami Dolphins yesterday. So there's a lot of bad teams there. Kyle Shanahan, yes, he's part of the problem. He's not the major problem right now, San Francisco. They just don't have the juice. But, you know, we talked about that ad nauseum in the summer, Bonte. Coming off a Super Bowl loss, this is kind of what you expect from teams, to take a little bit of a step back. Like, we thought the Niners would be different, but why? They have so much wear and tear on them when it comes to all of these deep playoff runs year in and year
out. But what about Kansas City?
They have Patrick Mahomes.
What about Buffalo? They've been playing deep. They've been playing deep into the playoffs.
Not as deep as the Niners.
They've been playing deep. Buffalo's been in the second round. They've been in AFC championships. You know,
well,
Do you want me to say it? I don't really want to buy the wear and tear. Just this team has taken a step back.
I mean, you just
Colt McKivitz has taken a step back.
You mentioned two teams though with Josh Allen's MVP.
Well, that's the thing.
That's
another thing.
Brock Purdy didn't have a great game yesterday.
Well, can we just keep it a buck? He's not a $60 million a year quarterback. I'll just come out and say it. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm saying he's a top 10 quarterback, and that fluctuates. He's there though. I take Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. Damn, Justin Herbert under Jim Harbaugh looks like a completely different dude. Mm, unbelievable.
Looks great last night.
But Brock Purdy, $60 million a year quarterback? Nah, he ain't. He's not that. You want to go 30 to 40? Fine. He's not a $60 million a year quarterback. He's not. Let's just nip that in the bud right now. Now, if the Niners do give him that much money and say, hey, here's $60 million a year, you might be in some trouble organizationally. Well, you might be in some trouble.
I'm just looking at the two contracts that happened this past offseason. What was it? You had Trevor Lawrence, you had Dak Prescott. How are those teams looking right now with those quarterback contracts?
Hell, I'll even go Evan McPherson with the Cincinnati Bengals.
You go kicker on me. That's kickers, by the way, it's not looking good.
No, it's not.
It's not
at all. Let's
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.